all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm. You can reach us at 800-693-4800. We're pleased to have on Veterans Radio today Ron Fonstad, Director of Community Outreach for the WAVES Project. Ron, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me.
Well, it's great. This is an interesting project that you're part of. You're the Director of Community Outreach. Tell us what the WAVES Project is about.
Sure. WAVES is an acronym. It stands for Wounded American Veterans Experience Scuba. We use the platform of scuba diving and the therapeutic values of water to help veterans with service-connected disabilities and injuries in their rehabilitation process. And it's been actually clinically proven by Johns Hopkins University and also by Stanbridge University that we've teamed up with here in Southern California that diving is very therapeutic for a veteran that has physical disabilities but also those that are able-bodied but dealing with PTSD symptoms. And we offer this training to any American veteran that has a VA rating, which is a disability rating, and a buddy of their choosing. And we offer this at no cost to either one of them. And initially our goal is to always train them to become a PADI, open water diver. PADI is Professional Association of Diving Instructors. And if, because of some limitations, they're not able to complete all of the skills that are required for PADI certification, then we are also trained in Handicap Scuba Association, and we can certify them in that manner.
Well, Ron, let's back up a little bit, because when did this get started, and what sort of volunteer structure do you have? How do the mechanics work here?
Sure. It started about 4 years ago. A gentleman, a good friend of the founder, has a son-in-law who is a Marine and is now out of the military. On his third tour to Afghanistan, he stepped on an IED, and he lost both legs above the knees, and he lost three fingers on his left hand. And throughout some conversations, he discovered that Steve Rubin, the founder, is a scuba instructor. And he said, oh, I'm envious. Well, as scuba instructors, when anybody says to us, I'm envious about scuba diving, we always figure out a way to remedy that. And so after he got off the phone, he called me and he said, I kind of made a commitment to help this young man learn how to scuba dive, and I have no idea what we're doing. So we searched out handicapped scuba training and actually went to Scott Taylor at A1 Scuba up in Denver to get our training done. And we got this young man in the water. And that's the thing is with a lot of these veterans, especially those that have physical disabilities, you know, they'll look at the checklist of fishing and hunting and camping and this sort of thing, and then they get to scuba diving and they go, oh, I can't do that because I don't have any legs. Well, yes, you can. And so regardless of the disability, I mean, we've worked with people that are dealing with paraplegia. We can also work with people that have quadriplegia or hearing or sight impaired. And so we got this started around 4 years ago. We've actually been a 501c3 nonprofit about exactly 3 years ago on the 21st of July in 2014. And so we got our nonprofit and started forging ahead. And we currently have, I think it's five or six instructors. We have a few dive masters that can assist us. And what's great now is we have some of our veterans that have gone through continuing education, and a few of them are actually going to become PADI dive masters to help us give back to the new veterans that are coming into our program. We also have a lot of volunteers, both non-diving and diving volunteers that help us out with fundraising and that sort of thing, and helping to spread the word as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the, before we get into the water, talk to us a little bit about what training they go through on dry land, and I would think there's a certain amount of mental or emotional issues here that have to be at least addressed, that if you're feeling this, don't be surprised, right? How do you work people through that apprehension?
Well, you know, and it's interesting that you say that, because even before we started this program and we were teaching the average person how to scuba dive, they all have their apprehension. If they haven't tried scuba diving before, and some of them maybe haven't even been snorkeling in the past, and they don't know what to expect, and so they have to put a lot of faith in us and a lot of faith in the training. And so imagine someone that is sitting in a wheelchair and has no feeling from the chest down. Imagine the amount of trust they're putting in us as well. And what they do is they come to the pool and they try it out first. We call it a Discover Scuba Diving. And they're in the pool for about, you know, 15, 20 minutes and just playing around a little bit and getting used to being underwater and breathing underwater. And if they like it and they want to forge ahead, then we sign them up for their academics. And they can do that at their leisure at home. It's called PADI e-learning, where they can actually just log into the website and go through the academics on their own speed. And then we continue with the pool sessions. There's at least two, if not sometimes three, more pool sessions to make sure that, number one, they are comfortable with being in the water and all the skills that they need to accomplish. But more importantly, that we're comfortable taking them to the ocean for their certification dives. And it isn't until they and we are satisfied that they're ready to go before we finally do take them to the ocean. And they do four certification dives over a weekend, a couple of weekends, that type of thing. And once they accomplish those four certification dives, they are certified for life.
Well, it's a great feeling being able to get under the water like that, having done it myself, but it's been a long time. And but your instructors, you got five or six instructors, you guys, I assume, and gals are pretty experienced. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, myself, I consider myself the senior instructor. That doesn't mean I'm the oldest instructor. Sorry, Steve. But I'm the senior instructor in that I've been teaching now, this is my 21st year. And I've been teaching a lot of people for a long time, and have seen the excitement in people's eyes, and seen changes in people that are not veterans, and how scuba diving has changed their lives, families that are diving together and that sort of thing. And we're starting to see some amazing success with the veterans and their caregivers, usually the spouse or someone of that nature. And many times we'll get a call from the spouse saying, hey, we need to get him back in the water, because they're they're starting to see the old issues coming back to the surface. And when we get him underwater, it's very calming, as you know. It's very peaceful. It's quiet. It gets them to focus on something other than the stresses and hassles of life. And we see them when they come out of the water being so enthused about what they just experienced and looking forward to forging ahead. So we do promote continuing education to offer them advanced certifications, specialties, becoming rescue divers that can then transfer into becoming a professional for us. And we've seen some success stories, not only in those that are able-bodied, but a couple that are physically disabled. One gentleman has a T4 spinal injury, so he virtually has very little from about mid-chest down. And he's in a wheelchair. He's been in a wheelchair for over 10 years. And we got him in the pool. He went through his skills in the pool just fine. Got him to the ocean and geared him up in the water. We made our descent, and he doesn't have any use of his legs, so we give him webbed gloves to be able to swim underwater. When we finished the dive, we got him back up on land and back in his chair, and he was looking a little concerned, like, I looked at him like, what's wrong? He said, we were only down there for like 5 or 10 minutes. I said, well, no, Caesar, we were down there for 30. So that time flew by for this guy. And so he's sitting in his wheelchair with this great big grin on his face. And I said, you must have really enjoyed that. And he said, yeah, I did. He said, but what I found interesting was when I got underwater and got some depth, my body stretched out. And for the first time in over 10 years, I was able to take a deep breath. So now he's not only getting mental and physical therapy, but he was getting oxygen therapy being underwater. Yeah. We call being underwater the great equalizer. Whether you are able-bodied or not, you're on the same playing field as everybody else, just weightless like an astronaut.
No, that's very interesting. Have you found over the last 4 years of doing this that any of the medical profession or the VA are interested in helping understand this more or document more the therapeutic benefits? What have you seen in that regard?
Yes, actually Johns Hopkins University created a study a few years back in coordination with the Cody Unser Foundation. And what they found, they took 19 wheelchair-bound veterans to the Cayman Islands, and they used 10 of them as scuba diving students, and they had another 9 that were a control group that didn't learn scuba. They just went on their vacation. What they were initially looking for was a change in muscle spasticity, bowel and bladder sensations, pinprick and light touch sensations to see if there was any improvement before, during, and after they would do all this testing. They wanted to see if there was any improvement after diving. And they discovered that, yes, they did have improvements in their muscle use, in their feelings, and bowel and bladder movements, that sort of thing. But what they were surprised at and weren't really focusing on, but they discovered this along their research, was that all 10 of them, it was 9 men and 1 woman, all 10 of them had up to an 80% reduction in PTSD symptoms. And that reduction lasted for up to 6 weeks after the diving was done. That's when they ended their research. It could have lasted forever for all they knew.
Interesting.
And so, and we see that same thing. We can see the PTSD kind of washing away from these people. And it's interesting to see these guys, you know, there'll be a Marine and somebody from the Army and 2 from the Navy and 1 from the Air Force, and they're all poking each other when they first start out. But when they finish their 4th certification dive, it's amazing to see the team bonding that takes place, which is something that they miss being out of the military.
Well, absolutely. We hear that repeatedly from folks. Has the VA in Southern California kind of supported or looked at the programs? And we're talking to Ron Fonstead, who's Director of Community Outreach for the WAIS Project in California.
The VA hasn't. We do work in conjunction with the vet centers that, you know, reach out to veterans to help them in a lot of different ways with housing and transportation and jobs and that sort of thing. And so we have had a number of referrals from the vet centers and a lot of word of mouth now. These veterans and their spouses that have gone through our program in the past, suddenly we're starting to see a lot of their buddies that they served with and their spouses, or sometimes it could be a son or a daughter or something of that nature as well, coming in to try it out and becoming a WAIS diver just like the rest of them.
Well, that's certainly what we want to help with here, is get the word of mouth out on Veterans Radio about the WAIS Project, which is Wounded American Veterans Experience Scuba. Ron, are there similar programs outside of California? Is there a sort of a national movement going on here? What can you tell us about that?
Well, there are a few other organizations in other parts of the United States. I know there's one in Florida, there's one in Texas that started up. There is another organization that offers this to anyone that is dealing with disabilities, not just veterans. But we're also growing. WAVES project started with just us here in one portion of Southern California, but now we have Oceanside Scuba and Swim in Oceanside, California. They are now an affiliate of ours, doing the same kind of work that we're doing about an hour away from us. There's another one called Beyond Land Adventures in San Diego. They're going to be starting to do the WAVES project training in the San Diego area. We have Sharky's Scuba up in San Dimas, California. They're also an affiliate of ours. We've also now started A1 Scuba in Denver, where we got our Handicapped Scuba Association training. They are an affiliate in Denver. And we now have Deep Sea Scuba in Phoenix that is also an affiliate of ours. Our goal over the next 5 years is to get as many affiliates across the country doing the WAVES project training for veterans in other parts of the country.
Well, that's certainly how you know something's a good idea, listeners to Veterans Radio, when it catches on and spreads like that. And, Ron, you guys ought to be really proud that it has caught on. You actually have an interesting international trip going on. Tell us a little bit about your current plans.
Yeah, starting this coming Friday, we're heading down for a week to Roatan, Honduras. There's a dive resort down there by the name of Coco View, and we've been down there a few times in the past, and it's world-class diving. And what's nice about taking our veterans and their spouses along with us is they get to, and some of them for the first time, get to experience 85-degree water and 100 feet visibility and all this tropical marine life, as opposed to Southern California, where it's a little chilly. And but, you know, making them California divers means they're going to be good divers anywhere they go. So we're looking forward to the trip, and we're going to be doing a little bit of continuing education while we're there. I'm going to be teaching some wreck diving. Wreck diving within the realm of scuba is my passion, so be training some of the veterans in wreck. And we're doing a couple of other things while we're there, but for the most part, just there to have a great time with these veterans and show them a new side to scuba diving.
Well, that's great. Now, do you find that there sort of a depth limitation on these veterans in terms of how deep they can dive? Are we talking 10 feet below the surface, or are we talking 40 feet down? And maybe you can explain to our listeners a little bit about how the pressure changes the deeper you go.
Sure. Every 33 feet, you gain another atmosphere of pressure. So sitting here on the surface, we don't feel it. It's 14.7 pounds per square inch, which is more information than anybody knows or needs to know. But when you go down to 33 feet, you gain another atmosphere, so it doubles. And then it goes down from there, and every 33 feet, you gain another atmosphere of pressure. And so you have to equalize air spaces. You have to equalize your ears. You have to equalize the air inside your mask so that it's not squeezing against your face. But we've had a good share of our veterans have gone on to become advanced divers, and we typically take them to triple digits. So we're down around 100 feet to make sure that they're good with that depth. For the most part, some of the best diving is anywhere between, 20 and 60 in that range, especially in California waters. The deeper you go, the darker it gets, the colder it gets. And so we like to keep them fairly shallow, but definitely, 25, 30, 35 on to 50, 60 feet at the most. Once they are advanced certified, then they're more comfortable with getting beyond 60 feet down to around 100. As recreational divers, there is a dive limit of 130 feet, but it's extremely rare that we would go that deep.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about something that's kind of unique on your website, and maybe that's the place we start. How do folks keep track of what you're doing and maybe participate or sign up based on locations, those sorts of things? Point us to the website.
Sure. The website is 3Ws.WAVESproject.org. It's all one word, WAVESproject.org. And there's different tabs on there that they can click on to get more information about us. We have blogs that are written periodically. We have bios that we post about our veterans. And in fact, I'm going to be working.
That's what I wanted to talk about a little bit.
Sure.
I'm trying to pull it up as we talk. I don't have it in front of me, but you have a little feature that talks about the veterans and tell us kind of what you're doing there and why you're doing it.
Well, we want to interview them after they've gone through our training to find out how we've helped them, and so that we can help massage our training and learn from them, because they're going through issues that those of us that weren't in the military have never gone through. And so we're learning from them so that we can customize our training based on other people that we're working with. And it really is a customized program because, you know, every injury is different, whether it's physical or the invisible injury of PTSD. And so it's important for us to get feedback from them and also to find out what they're interested in terms of being able to help give back to other veterans that are coming to us.
Well, and that's one of the things that I thought was so unique. It really puts a face on who it is who's being helped here, who's getting something unique out of this particular nonprofit, and gives them an opportunity to comment about, and I'm reading Honoring a Veteran's Biography of Joseph Hoffman, which was posted last month, where Joseph says, you know, I can honestly say that WAVES has helped me mentally and physically, and I can share that experience with others that are looking to become part of this great organization. So, you know, you're getting the testimonials as well as having folks understand who these military veterans and heroes are.
Exactly. And also on our website, for your listeners, to go onto the website and then search out some of the videos that we have on our website. One of the best ones is you can actually click on it, or you can go to YouTube and do a search for it. It's called My Paddy, My Ocean, My Hope. And the My Paddy video on Juan Gonzalez and his son Marcus is amazing. Paddy approached us at headquarters one day and asked us about a success story that they wanted to do in their My Paddy, My Ocean, My Hope series. And right away I knew exactly who to talk to and who to put in touch with them. And great video. It really kind of explains the changes that can take place in a veteran, and especially with their family member. It's part of our mission is to rebuild friends and family relationships. And we're seeing that across the board, which is one thing that makes the WAVES project a little bit unique, in that many times veterans organizations reach out to the veteran only and offer the veteran this and offer the veteran that. And so the veteran goes off deep sea fishing or camping or whatever, and then the caregiver or the spouse or the rest of the family, they sit home. And they're doing their own best effort to get through their own PTSD issues. They're dealing with things as well. And being that diving is a buddy sport, we include a spouse or a father or son or brother in the program to help rebuild that relationship.
Oh, it's a great project. It's a great idea. Your the WAVES project is doing good work. You can find them at www.wavesproject.org. Ron Fonstad, the Director of Community Outreach, thanks for being on Veterans Radio today. You've really provided us some great information.
Jim, I appreciate the opportunity, and if anybody has any questions or need more information, they can reach out to us through our website. You can also donate on our website, so there's lots of ways that you can help even if you're not in this area.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.